This next question comes in from Roy. I believe you may have answered it, but let's see what we can learn further from it. Roy says, doesn't not wanting end when you get what you want? Get what you want out of your system, because otherwise it becomes a Captain Ahab thing where it consumes. If something is unobtainable, it must be important.
Doesn't not wanting end when you get what you want? Well, let me think about that. No. This sleeping mind, this unconscious nature, the whole of its existence is predicated on the continuation of the sensation of itself. So that it is its familiar bathing in the sensation of itself that it calls itself and its life. When you start to understand that no matter what it is that causes the sensation, whatever the condition is that is seen as prompting it up or putting it away, that the need for sensation doesn't go away, what happens is when you get what you wanted, the sensation no longer satisfies that consciousness, and now it needs another sensation to take the place. That's what happens. So that finally, when you understand, there's a completely different order of being that has nothing to do with knowing yourself through anything that you sense in yourself or think about yourself. The new order of being is that which sees the consciousness that requires the sensation of itself. And when it sees it, it allows that. It doesn't deny it. It's not repressing. It's not saying, I shouldn't feel this way or I shouldn't want that. That's not what we're saying at all. We're saying that the end of want and not want comes naturally. It is the action of an intelligence that wanting and not wanting imagines it has, as it imagines where it needs to go and do, but it's no intelligence in that nature. There's no intelligence in desire, save for whatever the natural organism is that has that desire that's completing itself on the level of the world in order to participate in the world. But at some point, that's just not enough. May it happen sooner than later. So Roy, get what you want out of your system. You can't get what you want out of your system. Listen, resistance is desire. Resistance is a form of desire. When do I resist something? When I don't want it. So how can I separate and say that this not wanting, I'm going to finally be free of not wanting? You can't. This is what drives people insane about in their spiritual life. Is, well, I still don't get it, guy. When does wanting and not wanting come to an end? When I see that it doesn't matter what I want or I don't want, it's not going to change anything about my relationship to this life, let alone bring an end to, listen, the on-again, off-again love and hatred. Because love of what I want, hatred of what I don't, goes together. And I have to see that so thoroughly that I just can't say I anymore. Then I lose my life. Not because I'm trying to lose it, but because I recognize beyond the shadow of a doubt, it's not I.